Thank you for listening to the Passion Over Profits podcast. Please subscribe and stay tuned for more DBS Collectors content. Interested in which guest we're having next week? Find out in the next episode of Dragon Ball's Passion Over Profits. Yes, Passion Over Profits.
What's up, guys? My name is Sapsang Goku. Welcome back to the Passion Over Profits podcast. It's been a while, man. I honestly didn't think at some point that I would come back to recording these episodes. But, man, many of you reached out to me, sending me DMs on Instagram, asking me if everything is okay, telling me that they love the podcast and that are missing the new episodes. And so I think that you guys deserve an update, if anything. So here it is. Today I'm going to talk about, you know, why I stopped for about 2 months now, and whether or not I plan on resuming. And honestly, I'm not too sure. So that's for sure. I'm not 100% sure I'm gonna continue doing this, mainly because sticking to a strict schedule gave me a lot of stress, to be honest. It takes a lot of time to plan these, to record these, also edit them, because I kind of like to give you some quality at least. And looking back, man, the sound quality of my episode is so bad whenever I do reviews, interviews. Because I'm unable to use a microphone using this app. I use Anchor, and for some reason it doesn't allow me to use my microphone whenever I do interviews. And I tried using a different microphone, but that sound quality is really bad. And so you can already sense that it takes me more, let's say, energy than I would like to spend on this, because I mean, it is a passion project. I take time out of my schedule to record these, and to this date, it's still kind of it's not too easy for me to do these. Also, just because I don't have the equipment, I don't want to spend money for the equipment, so it's a combination of a few factors. Also, and that's actually good news. I started a new job mid-October, and so that's partially why I didn't record more episodes in October. It's been about 2 months now, I think, since my last release here on the podcast, and that's mainly why, because I was preparing for job interviews. I was, I actually started working early there and got accepted and started at my new job mid October. It's been great, man. I mean, it's such a smooth transition actually from my previous job, which I ended up almost hating, just because it was so much work, so stressful, so exhausting, really. Working, 70 hours a week isn't for me. Turns out it isn't for me, and I do like to have my free time to relax and to partially also enjoy my cards and do things that humans do, other than just work and sleep. So man, this new job is fantastic. I have great work life balance. It suits me well. I have a great colleague, so I'm actually in a very good space. And it's thanks to that I'm actually back. So I honestly considered just stopping the podcast altogether. But man, seeing at how I'm doing now, I'm finally, also after a couple months of not purchasing any cardboard whatsoever, because it's actually also at some point stressed me out. And I think all this is just work related. When you're so exhausted, burnt out, at some point anything you do is too much. And so I think that's also why I actually took a break from buying cards and collecting altogether. So I'm back, man. I'm back, and it feels great to be back. I've been, I've been active on Instagram for the last 2 weeks now. It's great to, you know, take contacts again with the friends, and posting on Instagram again, and you guys have been, you know, messaging me again and saying that it's great to see me back and stuff. So it's I'm in a good space. I'm really happy right now. And so yeah. So in terms of the podcast, I think that moving forward, I do intend on starting the podcast again. I do want to interview more friends, and I have a friend group, a DBS friend group, kind of the inner circle of the community, if I can say so myself. These guys are great. You've heard already. 50-50 chasing. I just want to give all these guys a chance. I want to give these guys a voice, and would be great to have at least one conversation with every one of that group, because I think they have just so much to contribute in this community. And honestly, man, I think the hobby is in a very good place right now, and I think it's time to keep building up on that, right? You've heard Null Collector also. I mean, all guys that can really contribute and support this growing community. Like I said in previous episodes, I think that DBS is evolving. We used to be a tiny community of, you know, passionate but very newbie collectors, and we're evolving to be this still as passionate community, but that collects at a total different level, right? You have collectors that only collect black labels, and man, and to be honest, man, getting black labels is hard. It requires so much intent and so much energy and so much commitment. It's very fascinating to see, and so I want to get these collectors on the podcast as well. But not only, you know, the very high end collectors as well. Also the somewhat more casual collectors that feel content, you know, collecting mainly raw cards, and I think there's a lot of value in that as well. Is being able to, you know, limit yourself at some point, because it's easy to say that you're going to grade cards and stuff, but at some point you see that you know, it's kind of tough, man. Collecting is a tough hobby in general. It's very complex. There are so many layers to collecting, and I've tried to, you know, flesh some ideas out already on this podcast, and I just want to, you know, keep diving deeper, and I think one topic that I'm gonna try to discuss again with 50-50 Chasing, I've talked to him about it already a couple months back again, is burnout. You know, when you collect at such intensity, I think it's only normal that at some point throughout your collecting career, you feel saturated and need to take a step back at some point. And it's important to, you know, respect that and give it time, right? There's no point in forcing the passion and continuing to buy and overspend and right. So there's so many things that can actually go wrong in this hobby. That's also something that I think is valuable to bring to the table, and Fred and I have talked about this already extensively on the phone, and I think I'm gonna you know, get him back on a podcast to talk about this more extensively. I've seen him also on Instagram. So if you guys don't know who I'm talking about, I'm talking on Instagram. He's called 50-50 Chasing Frederick. He also has a different Instagram, Digital Slab House, right? So if you don't know how I how to type it out, so Digital Slab House, that's easier to find, I guess. Huge collector, very passionate, good friend of mine, and we've talked about plenty of topics already in our, I think it's episode 8, and actually by far the most popular episode on this podcast. So I'm definitely getting him back on the show. But yeah, so I want to get many friends on the show again, and like I said, like I like those discussions. I really like those discussions. It's an opportunity for me to build a stronger relationship with my friends, to have genuine conversations, and also to share with you guys and to hear the feedback of that. So yeah, that's pretty much the update. So yeah, I've actually so like I said, I've been active on Instagram again for the last 2 weeks, and I ended up purchasing a pretty damn big card, and I didn't think that I would go that route, but I purchased a pristine BGS10 SS3 Gogeta Secret Rare from set 5. And man, I just love that card, man. I love that card. I have it in, you know, PSA 10. I have two BGS 9.5s. I used to have a PSA 9, which I eventually sold to a friend. You know, that BGS 10 popped up on Instagram, and I was just staring at it, and it kept on coming back at lower prices, and nobody was biting. And in the end, I was like, man, I'm just gonna take it, right? This was, I believe it was $700, $700, which is insane. You know, price memory speaking, PSA 10s used to sell for $1,500 back in March or April. So seeing a BGS 10 pristine for that price is just, oof, man, it's almost shocking at first. But turns out that SCR is not that popular, and to be honest, I don't understand why. It's Gogeta, it has so much gold foil, and maybe that's why, because there's actually so much gold foil that the art is maybe takes away from the art for some people. Not for me. I think it looks amazing, and so I added it to the personal collection. And and when it came back in the mail, man, wow. I didn't have a mail day for like 3 months or so, you know, taking a break from purchases and stuff. And I must say, damn, like, again, I've talked to this in length in previous episodes, but man, we have such an addictive hobby. And I got a taste from it again, and I'm hooked again. So man, so addictive. I'm actually in the works making a new deal happen with a different person in the community. Another big item, which I'm, you know, gonna keep to myself for now, because it didn't happen yet. And but man, it's a big card again, a secret rare again, a pristine BGS 10, one of my favorites. And at this point, man, I've already acquired the Ultimate Forces SSB Vegito, so the first SCR, and actually my favorite SCR. I have that in BGS 10. I have the Apex of Power in PSA 10, graded it myself, and I have the SS3 Gogeta now. So I feel like expanding on the BGS 10 collection, and I didn't think I was gonna do that, because BGS 10s are just so expensive. To give you an idea, BGS 10s usually sell for 1.5 to 3 times the price of a PSA 10. In DBS, it's mostly 1.5 to 2 times the price of a PSA 10. So it's pretty damn expensive, right? PSA 10s are already pretty damn expensive for such a young card game, but you know, it is what it is. The market is the market, right? And so I didn't think I was going to go that route, But you know, one thing leads to another, and you end up wanting to upgrade your collection. I'm actually gonna sell some of my BGS9s, which I've been holding on to since forever. And I usually just you know, collected BGS9.5s because 9.5s are just so underrated, right? A good chunks of BGS9.5s are just PSA 10 worthy cards that are almost given out away for free. And I believe it or not, I have some BGS9.5s. I have actually quite a few BGS9.5 that I got for free with a different purchase or whatever. I'm in the works of upgrading some of my grails in BGS10 as well, which I already have in PSA 10. And I used to just collect duplicates in BGS9.5 just because why not? And I like the BGS gold label that suits so many DBS cards. It's almost like it's made for it. But you know, getting that BGS10, it just is just somehow, there's just something that happens in our brain when we see a 10 on a label of a graded card that we're just, it's just so much more satisfying in a way. I think I can manage it for the few cards that are in my eyes grails in our hobby. So yeah, it just I guess it's just the process of being a collector, right? You set new goals and you try to achieve them, and then you move on to the next goal, right? So it's also been pretty interesting because I've been trying to, you know, adhere to my own advice, which is to fund my collection with my collection. So I've been selling over the last 2 days, I've been selling cards that I don't really appreciate as much anymore, and I feel like I can let go to fund that big purchase. And hopefully in the next episode I can tell you what it is, and if you're following me on Instagram, I might you might get updated faster, so go follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active anyway. So selling again has been quite the experience as well, because you know, in order to sell, you know, you gotta figure out a fair price for yourself, but also compared to the market, and you gotta accept if the market is down compared to what you remember it to be. That's just what it is. But also, you know, getting in contact with new people, making deals with new people. So that's just crafting new relationships in the community. I talked to a guy who claimed some cards pretty damn instantly off my story and paid instantly. And I was like, wow, man, that's just a great experience. And then later he told me that he did some deals with other friends of mine, and he shared his collecting goals, and he seems like such a great dude. And guys, if I didn't, you know, say this before, like, selling and buying is one of the best ways to build friendships on this space, right? We're a collector's community. Buying, selling, and trading is just, you know, part of the experience, part of the hobby, and it's just one way to build great relationships. And I think honestly that you know, interacting with the communities is where you get the most satisfaction out of this hobby, right? It's one way to be able to acquire a card that you've been after, or grade the card that you wanted in the grade that you're after it, and being able to display it at home and appreciate a card and stuff. But in the end, if you're just doing it by yourself, you have no one to share the experience with, right? And having friends in the community just enhances your experience so much more than what you'd think would happen. And I've had so many so many great friends over the last 2-3 years here in the community. Just so awesome. And I think I'm rambling at this point. I think you get the idea. I'm back and it feels great. I'm not 100% sure if I'm gonna have a posting schedule again or doing podcasts on a weekly basis or anything. I think it's just gonna be more free flowing depending on how I feel, and I think that's more fair to me, and at least it's more fair to you as well, because not releasing at all seems to leave a kind of a hole in the podcast arena for the collectors community. I've checked my statistics, my analytics on the podcast today. Got an email as well. You guys are pretty damn awesome. So there are 150 people, I believe, that listen to my podcast more than any other podcast, which is pretty damn amazing. And the number of minutes listened with my episodes is just through the roof. I would never have imagined that I would get so much undivided attention from you guys, and that's just I appreciate you so much, and it motivates me, to be honest, to keep going, right? And I think that's important to be motivated in a way, but seeing how I can contribute in the hobby and how I'm appreciated, I think it's only enhances again or emphasizes what I'm here for, right? I'm here to share the experience, to help you guys and share some cool stories and advice and give my friends a voice as well in the community. That's pretty awesome. So thank you so much for tuning in again. I'm back, and you can stay tuned for the next episode. I'm not too sure when or about what or with who, but it will happen. It will happen. That's it. I'm just gonna, shut it here. It's so awkward, man, recording a podcast again. It's been 2 months. I have to get back into it. It's a little bit awkward, but I hope you can bear with me. So talk to you soon, guys, and take care. Bye.
Welcome to the Passion Over Profits podcast with Top Son Goku, bringing you your weekly dose of Dragon Ball Super Collector's content. Stay tuned for exclusive interviews with some of the most knowledgeable DBS collectors in the community.